Welcome to Show Me Today, the voice of Missouri. I'm Bill Pollack. Mizzou football kicks off tomorrow against Central Michigan. We'll have a preview for you. Plus, the World's Fair is coming to Mokane. Well, they call it the World's Fair. They've been doing it for 71 years. That's coming up. Missouri Attorney General Eric Schmidt has a lawsuit attempting to ban mask requirements in the state's K-12 public schools. Alisa Nelson spoke with Melissa Randall, the executive director of the Missouri School Boards Association.
Thanks for joining us today, Melissa. I'd like to get your thoughts on Missouri Attorney General Eric Schmidt's lawsuit that ultimately is seeking to ban Columbia Public Schools and any other Missouri K-12 public school district from requiring students and staff to wear masks. So what do you think about it?
Well, we were very disappointed to see this action. We see it as a direct attempt to undermine local control, and that is something that Missouri has historically built our system of public education on, is the respect of local control, those who are closest to the individuals we're serving in our community, making those critical decisions. And, you know, this lawsuit would certainly be a significant erosion of the ability of our locally elected boards to make decisions based on what their community needs for them to do.
Here's the one thing I hear in the whole local control discussion is, you know, some Republicans will say they do like local control. But then when pretty much what Schmidt had said was, but when we see local elected officials who are overstepping their bounds, that's when the state has the ability to step in. So just curious what you have to say about that.
Well, I'm curious about how they define overstepping the bounds. You know, the districts that have made the decisions to not mask, they did that in conjunction with their local authorities, both their local health officials and private community members, weighing the variables that would impact that decision, the high community transmission, if that's in play, or positivity rates. So those decisions are acceptable, but those same decisions when they're made to require masking are not acceptable. Both decisions to mask or not mask are local control decisions. Both are based on what the local health experts are sharing with our school districts. So I'm not sure how one is acceptable and the other one isn't, when they're both using those same metrics to determine what is best for their children. They're not doing it in a vacuum. They're not doing it, in isolation. We have, as I know you've seen, pediatricians across Missouri and, asking us and in some cases begging us to implement masking requirements as we start schools. And they're begging us to get a handle on this pandemic and work with them by implementing some measures in communities with a higher positivity rate to implement those things. And that's what local control is about, to measure what's going on in your community and have the ability to react to that rather than just having one big statewide law that applies to everybody at the same time in terms of masking. That might make sense in some communities, and it might not make sense in others.
This is Show Me Today. I'm Alisa Nelson. We are visiting with Melissa Randall, the executive director of the Missouri School Boards Association, to talk about Attorney General Eric Schmidt's lawsuit that seeks to ban Missouri's K-12 public schools from requiring students and staff to wear masks. You know, what's interesting is the governor, you know, he's taken a lot of heat for not implementing a statewide mask mandate, and he has maintained that is something that the local decision makers should handle. The governor appointed Schmidt as attorney general, so Schmidt's lawsuit doesn't really mesh with the governor's traditional standpoint when it comes to local control. If schools are not allowed to require masks, what would this do to our public education system?
That would remove one important tool that we have in our fight against this horrible pandemic. If we're not able to mask, or require masking when it's needed in communities. And I'm not, again, I want to make it clear, I'm not saying every community needs to have this policy in place, but local boards need the flexibility to work with their local health officials to determine if it's needed. And if they're not given that ability, then they'll have to look for other ways to help prevent the spread. But we know those other measures aren't near as effective. And many of them are very expensive. And so we are desperately looking for ways to mitigate, the spread of this Delta variant as soon as possible so life can get back to normal. We want this nightmare behind us, and we want these children to be focused on their education and all the pieces that surround them in their time of learning, our extracurricular activities and all those things that all of us enjoyed as we went through school. We want all of that back to normal as quickly as possible.
I mean, if it is taken away from them, then our school boards, our school officials, are they prepping for another year of possibly learning remotely then a lot more than they want to be? Because, we have seen, not necessarily here in Missouri, I've seen them around the country, school just started and some of them are already learning remotely because of infection levels.
Well, that's something you can't rule out, but I sure hope we don't ever have to resort to that in Missouri. But if the positivity rates skyrocket, like they have in some other communities and other states when back to school occurred, then that might be something our districts would have to look at. But I know it is the last thing that they want to do. We desperately want to keep our doors open to all children.
One thing the attorney general, when we talked to him, he thinks parents and families should have the power to make those decisions based on what he said. He said, based on science and facts. He said local elected officials are making arbitrary and capricious decisions that are not based on science and facts. And, when my boss talked to him, he said some people are capitalizing on fear. So just curious what your thoughts are about his statements here.
Well, that's disappointing. I mean, we have enough stress associated with trying to maneuver through this pandemic in a way that protects our staff, our teachers, our children, that we certainly would not want to capitalize on political issues or any other things that he asserted. We're relying on pediatricians and medical professionals, infectious disease doctors, those who are experts in the field, what their research is showing them and what they're conveying to us. We don't have that expertise, nor should we. I've had family members who've been diagnosed with very serious diseases through the years, and we didn't go to Facebook to get guidance on how to treat them. We went to a medical professional who was an expert in that particular field to give our loved one guidance on how best to treat this. Oftentimes we got a second opinion, and that's what we're doing at the local level when it comes to the pandemic. We have second, third, fourth, fifth, all kinds of different opinions, and they're saying the same thing in the medical community. In fact, there's weekly meetings with these particular experts from all over the state, making sure that they learn from each other and they're current on all the research and that they're sharing that current research with us. But anyway, I would hope that everybody would want us in a position where we're making decisions based on science, based on research, and not based on politics. That's what we're doing.
You are listening to Show Me Today. We are joined by Melissa Randall, Executive Director of the Missouri School Boards Association, to talk about Missouri Attorney General Eric Schmidt's attempt to block Columbia Public Schools and any Missouri K-12 public school district from requiring students and staff to wear masks. Schmidt, a Republican, is also running for U.S. Senate. I think I had read that maybe about 50 Missouri schools have mask requirements. Do you know where, like, are if these are located like in every region of the state, or are they just found in like the urban areas of the state? Do you know?
All of them are temporary, but they're sprinkled throughout the state. You know, we've even had some that they were hoping they wouldn't have to start with a mask mandate, but one district in particular had a bad experience with back to school night. They had a child show up, unfortunately, who was positive with COVID and was not masking, and in fact, you know, exposed a large number of fellow students who then had to miss the first 2 weeks of school for quarantining. And hopefully those children won't get sick, but so that district, based on that experience, realized that they probably needed to have a mask mandate in place. So they changed and had put a temporary mask mandate in place. And they're hoping that, you know, this will get them through the start of the school year for the first few weeks, and they can reevaluate and not have to have that mandate in place for very long. But again, it's based on the variables in the community. If our teachers are quarantined and we don't have teachers in the classroom or bus drivers who can drive, you know, that really impacts our ability to deliver education in person. And so we've got to do everything we can to keep those doors open. And that's, you know, again, nobody likes masks. Boards do not want to have mask mandates. And, I know I'm probably repeating myself, but that is certainly the case. No one wants to have a mask mandate in place in terms of local school boards. I don't know what state it is, but I think it was Florida, but I received news that a child actually perished from COVID today, and this child did not have underlying health conditions. That stops us all in our tracks. And of course, I know the argument is that we haven't seen very many children perish from this, and thankfully that's accurate. We hope that continues to be the case, but our fear is that, number one, we're seeing a significant uptick in the number of children who do get seriously ill from it, and also get the Delta variant just has changed the variable for children. So there's that piece. It's far more infectious. We're seeing it spread much faster and become much more serious quicker in our younger people, both our students and as well as our young teachers and staff. And then, of course, the rate of infection among that younger adult age group. Many of our school employees fit that category. Delta has made the COVID variable much more intense and scary for us in the education setting, because it is shifting a lot of the impact to ages that with just COVID-19 before Delta arrived on the scene, it wasn't hitting our younger adults as seriously as it is now with Delta. And we can't, you know, again, we can't keep the doors open if, even if children aren't seriously ill from it, if they're spreading it to their teachers and the other adults, their bus drivers and other adults that we need to have in our buildings to keep our buildings open. You know, we have a problem there too. So we have to look at how do we protect our student population as well as our workforce, particularly our teachers.
What am I missing here? Is there anything else that we should mention?
This would be more for Schmidt than me, but I'm kind of curious why he sued Columbia and then did that reverse class action. You know, why that? Why didn't he ask for emergency injunctive relief if it's so in his pleading, you know, dangerous for children? And I guess I'm curious as to what his research is. He bases the stuff that he cited in his pleadings were from 2020, well before the Delta variant, and they weren't even based in the United States. So how is that relevant to the setting that we're in 2021? And I think that's the frustrating thing with this situation is that this virus is I think you mentioned it earlier, it is a living organism and it morphs, it changes, just like the flu virus does, you know, every year. And that's why when you get a flu shot every year, you know, you have to get one the following season, that because the flu virus changes and we have to stay current with how it's morphing. And that's similar to what's happening with this particular COVID virus is, you know what? was occurring in 2020 and what the research said in 2020, now with Delta on the scene, it's morphed and become even more dangerous than what we thought was in place in 2020 or what we knew was in place with COVID-19. And so when you're looking at research, you better be very current with, you know, the what we're learning with the current variables that are in play with the newest variants impacting the virus spread. Main thing I just want to emphasize is that we are not pushing masking. You know, we're not telling districts that they have to do this. We're telling them to that they need to make sure that those who have the expertise are at the table, you know, recommending how to best tackle this situation.
Thanks to Melissa Randall of the Missouri School Boards Association for joining us. We will be back with more after this. You are listening to Show Me Today, the voice of Missouri.